Very much.
Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Tes Omid Aleph. We're holding 2, 4, 7, 8 lines from the top of the Omid. In the middle of the line, the Gemara begins, Itmar, Vola Chutz L'Chuymes Azara. As we've already explained a number of times since the beginning of the Masechta, a person who is bringing a mincha would go and bring the flour from his own home, or from the store, or from the bakery, or wherever he brought the flour from. And he would bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Azara, and then to go and give this flour a Kedushas HaGuf, they would go and put it into a Kli Shoreis. And of course that was done inside the Azara itself. And then after that, the Kohen would take a Kemitza, and he would take the Kemitza and put it into another Kli Shoreis, etc. Now there are a lot of other things involved in the production and the procedure of bringing a Karban Mincha. We're going to learn in Mi'at Hashem and Daf Ayin Dalid Omid Beis in a Mishnah that there were 3 times that they added Shemen to the Mishcha. I'm sorry, Shemen to the Mincha. We're talking about a regular Mincha, of course, by Mincha Schote, they didn't add any Shemen. But your normal common Mincha, they added 3 times. One time they put Shemen into the Kli itself before they poured the flour in. Then a second time, what was called Belila, where they poured in Shemen and then it's Oskimish. And then when it's finished, they put in some remaining Shemen for Yitzika. How many, the amount, whether there was a difference in the order, the procedures, all of that we'll learn later on in the Masechta. All we need to know for today's day, for today's daf, is that they did Belila, meaning they put Shemen into the Mincha and they mixed it. Do they have to go and pour that Belila Shemen and mix it inside the Azara, inside the Kli Shoreis, or can they do that prior to entering into the Azara? So instead of the person who is bringing the Karban Mincha, bringing it totally dry, he could have moistened it already prior to coming into the Azara by mixing it in his regular Kli Chol. How is it all of that going to become Kodesh? By pouring now that mixture of the mincha, which has in it both the flour and the shemen, into the Kli Shoreis. So that's a machlokes now between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. At what point are you allowed to go and do the belila? Can this be done prior to entering into the Beis HaMikdash, or only after you're in the Azara itself? Itmar. Bala chutz l'chaymes Azara. He poured in the oil and he mixed it together with the mincha already prior to entering into the Azar. Rabbi Yochanan b'psula, it's possible, no good. The bila, the blila has to be done inside the Beis HaMikdash itself, inside the Kli Shoreis, not prior thereto. Reish Lakish HaMakshir, Reish Lakish says kusha. What's the basis of the machlokes? Reish Lakish HaMakshir, it says in the pasuk, the yotzak oleha shemen, the nosan oleha levoina, and then the next pasuk says, the hevia el b'nei Aaron Hakihana the Kometz Hakoyin Misham Es Maloi Kumtzai. Ah, so when is the requirement of Kihuna only Mekmitzav Eilach? As we know, we've discussed this in the past, that only from the Kmitzav Eilach does a Koyin have to be involved. But until that point, the person who's bringing the carbon says in the Pasuk, the Yotzakale Hashem, and he pours the Shemen in, he puts in the Levina, and Behavia El Gabe, I'm sorry, El Bnei Aharon HaKehanim, and then he gives it to the Kohen, and then Mekometz HaKohen Misham Malayim Kometzai. Ah, so it's crystal clear that in terms of the Avoida and the Kemitza, that starts from after it's already, the contents already inside the Kli, is Mekemitza Be'elach Mitzvah Kehuna. And therefore, Reish Lakish is now taking a little bit of a leap and saying, Limit Al Yitziko Belive Shekshayim Bizar, since the Pasuk says very clearly that this can be done prior to handing it over to the Kohen, right? It says, V'yotzak alei Hashemen, nosan alei levoina. And then you give it to B'nei Aharon HaKehanim V'kamat. So that's Kshayim Bizar. So now, says Reish Lakish, U'midekahunu le'bayit, since it's clear from the Seder HaPsukim, the order of the Psukim, that you don't need a Kohen to participate in the Belila stage. So, P'nim nami le'bayit, so therefore it would be logical to say you don't have to even do it with them. So that the individual who's bringing the Karban Mincha can do all of this preparation even before he enters into the Azara. Just like you don't need a Kohen until this point, the Zor can do it, so you don't need the Pnim Huazar either. That's what Reish Lakish holds. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula, why? Kim v'yasiyosu b'klihu, nehi de kahuna loy baya, a pnim miyas baya. What shtelt it avek? What is koilea that this carbon happens to be a carbon mincha, where until now it was just ordinary flour, and now it's become a carbon mincha? The klisharis, exactly. You have to pour into klisharis. So even though you don't need a kohen for that, the kohen could hand over the klisharis, or he can put it on the table and say, okay, pour in the flour, etc. Kunali baya, a pnim miyas baya, but you still have to have the introductory preparation of the mincha, including the mila and the yitzika and all that. That has to be done inside the kodesh, inside the azar. So that cannot be done previously. So Reish Lakish is making a shtickel, a ma'amatzinu. Just like I see, you don't need a koyin, so presumably you don't even need the trappings of the azar. You can do it outside the azar. And Rabbi Yechon says, no. The two are totally independent of one another. Yitaka don't need a koyin, you have maskim. But you do need the pnim for purposes of the bila. Don't even consider making the belila before you enter into the azar. Tanya, 1 second, please. Let's just finish. Tanya kavas Rabbi Yochanan. We have a very shabrais like Rabbi Yochanan, word for word like Rabbi Yochanan says. Bal azar ksheira. If azar did the bila, it's kosher because you only need a koyin mikmitz ve'elach. V'chutz l'chim azara. It's psula. It's got to be done in the azara, not prior to the azara. Your question.
A klisharis that leaves the azara, is it still a klisharis?
But it may still have the kedushas klisharis, but it's not mekadesh anything outside. In other words, outside the azara, it's like a regular klichol. In terms of its magical abilities to go and cause a korban to become kodesh. Okay, nushtikel, itmar. Now the next two machloikis that we're going to have between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we touched upon already yesterday. In each case, we're talking about a mincha where some of the flour is missing. It spilled out, it got burned, it got lost. And the first case is talking about that this happened prior to the kmitza. The second case is talking about post-kmitza, but pre-haktar. So we had already a short discussion yesterday in the Gemara, now amplifies and expands. Itmar, mincha shechosra koidim kmitza. The balabus who was bringing the carbon mincha brought it in his plastic klichol container, and now we poured it inside the azara into the klishares, and now we call over the kohen. Kohen, are you ready to do the kmitza? Sure. And unfortunately, some of that flour leaked out. Maybe the klishares fell on the floor. Some of the flour spilled out on the floor, whatever. Now it's chosra koidim kmitza. What do I do? So Rabbi Yochanan says it's very simple. Omar yovi mitoich beisav yimalena. Just go and fetch from home. It could even be that in the original plastic container that he brought all the flour, maybe he brought some a little bit extra. Remember, they had to go and pour it out into the yisarin to make sure that it was at least a minimum yisarin. And it turned out, so there was, you know, a couple of drops more. And now, unfortunately, a little bit of the mincha fell away. So he'll go and add some more to make sure that it's full to the brim in terms of, not full to the brim of the kli, but full to the volume of a minimum of an yisarin. So he can go run back home and bring it, or if he has it locally, even better. Reish Lakish Amar, no. Lo yavi mitoich veis v'malena, mekadesh, mekadesh. Once it's choser inside the kli, it's dead on arrival. What you have to do is go and pour it out now on the Beis Hadesh, where you would pour out the posler kabanis. Each one adds. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, maybe mitoich veis v'malena, because kmitza kavore. When does it get a full shem of being a carbon mincha? At the time of kmitza. Everything prior to the kmitza is all just hachonis and preparation, since it's good, since it's fine, and we need it 100%. But it doesn't get the shem of a mincha until the kmitza. So since the kohen hasn't done the kmitza yet, so some of the flour spilled out, so pour into new flour. No problem. Listen, ma kolarash. Reish Lakish Amar, no, lo yavi mitoch beis, it's already too late. V'yemalena. Lo yavi v'yemalena. Why? Because Kedusha's kli kavale. Since we're talking about that he already poured it into the klisharis, and now it got already a Kedusha's haguf as a result of the klisharis. So that is koivea, now makes it into a full-fledged mincha. If some of it fell away, it makes the carbon possible, because you have to have a minimum of risarain, and there's no way you can remedy it. It's too late. Freit the Gemara, Eisver Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish. We have a Befeirish of Braisa on point, not legabe the mincha, but legabe the loik shemen. Choser haloik. what happens if the loik of shemen? Where would you have a loik shemen? You have loik of shemen by the mitzoyra. What happens if im achaloi yotzak? I'm sorry, chaser haloik im achaloi yotzak. What happens if prior to pouring out that loik shemen on the hands, the kafas smolis of the koyin, from which the koyin subsequently is going to go and do hazois and then the sinois on the oizen and on the bohinois, etc., etc. What happens with chaser loik? Some of the loik spilled out, you know, it can happen. Im achaloi yotzak, if the koyin didn't take the loik and start pouring it into the kafas smolis, from which the koyin thereafter would go and do his hazois, the Himalano. So fill it up. Okay, Mark Kolarash. Nothing happened. It's spelled out, so fill it up again. So you see from this that you can fill up even after the Kviyas Hakli, because Rish Lakish said that the Kedushas Kli Kovale. We're talking about we put this into a loy, which was one of the Kli Sharis, and what happened? Some of it spilled out. So fill it up. It says Rabbi Yochanan, just like we see this Mepharish Abraisa on point, the Gabbat Lake Shemin, same thing applies to the Mincha. If some of the content spilled, fine, just go Yimalenu, as long as it's pre-Kemitza. But now what happens? Itmar, Shiraim Shechosu, Ben Kemitza L'Haktara. Uh-oh, the Kohen has already taken his Kemitza and his three fingers, and now the Shiraim, meaning whatever's left over in the original Klisharis, unfortunately some of that spilled out. What happens now? So we see that there's no machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish now about Yimalenu, because remember, even Rabbi Yochanan, who in the previous price, or the previous machlekes, said, maybe mitoch beis v'malena, he said, because kemitza kovale, once the kemitza is there, then that's it. Now it's a full-fledged mincha. So as long as it's pre-kemitza, so just fill it up again. Here we're talking about it's already post-kemitza. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, you can't refill it. So what happens now? So some of the shirayim fell away. It's not ma'akev. I mean, it would be great to have all the shirayim there, but it's not ma'akev. And makter koymetz alein, the kohen who's already done the kemitza takes his fingers, goes up. First, you actually put it into another kli sharis, and then with that other kli sharis, you go up to the top of the maracha, and you go and burn it on top of the mizbeach. No problem. Vishlokesh omar, no, ain makter koymetz alein. You cannot be makter the koymetz on it. It's already too late. Spoiled, and again you go and pour it onto the Beis Hadeshen, where you'd go and pour all of your pasul kabanas. So what the Gemara tells us now is that we have a virtually identical machloikis between Tanoim, and now we're going to see whether or not Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish can stim according to either or both of those Tanoim. So says the Gemara, leave it to Rabbeleza Kuliamalei Pligi. Couldn't Reb Lezer that we're going to go and quote momentarily. Reb Lezer says that even if all of the Shiraim were lost or burned or whatever, it's still kosher. So that being the case, not only would Reb Yochanan be on the side of Reb Lezer, but even, no, I'm sorry, it's crystal clear that there's no machlokes between Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, alibi Reb Lezer, because I believe Reb Lezer said that even if everything was lost, everything became tamei, everything was burned, makes up no problem, just keep on going. Aha. Okay, so that would be square and fair, like Rabbi Yochanan said, makter koymetz aleihem. And clearly Reish Lakish could not shtim like that Reb Lezer, because Reish Lakish says, ain't makter koymetz aleihem. So leader Reb Lezer, look, kibli amle, pliki. Kibli alibi Reb Yeshua, the machlokes is, can they each fit into Rabbi Yeshua? Did not. Nitmu shira, nisufu shira, of the shira. Kimidus Rabbi Lezer, kshayra. Kimidus Rabbi Yeshua is psula. So now we have to understand two things. First of all, what is this Kimidas Rabbi Lezer and Kimidas Rabbi Yeshua? You don't normally find that anywhere. But the reason why the Mishnah uses that term Kimidas Rabbi Lezer, because we don't really find that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue the Gabi Hilchis Mincha. They argue the Gabi Hilchis Basar Vedam. What does it say in the Pasuk? Vasisa Oilesecha HaBasar VeHadam. What is the Kasha? The Kasha is, L'choyre, we're out of order. Vasisa Oilesecha, go and bring your carbon. Oila HaBasar, the flesh and the dam. The dam, of course, means for the Zrikas Adam. Nothing happens with the Basar prior to Zrikas Adam. After you do the Zrikas Adam, if it's regular carbon, you prepare the basar after that to be able to go and eat for either the kahanim or the balim, depending the nature of the carbon. Here we're talking about a carbon oila, so you prepare the basar to go and put on top of the maroch, on top of the mizbeach. How do you prepare it?
You have to go in the hifla, you have to go and take off the skin, and then manita choisot and sachel, and then you have to cut it into pieces, and then you put up. So what is basar coming from dam? So Rabbi Yeshua holds that I learned from this pasuk, im ein basar ein dam, which means that you can only go and do zrikas adam if there's still basar around, if the basar has been totally consumed by, it's been burned, or that it got lost, or became tame, whatever the circumstances were, so to be sure you can no longer go and do the zrikas adam, because ein basar, ein dam. There's no basar around. The purpose of the dam is to be a matir. In the matir, I'm sorry?
There's no longer a nitter.
There is no nitter. So since there's no subject of the matir, so don't bother doing the zrikas adam, because it's a pasul karb. So, kim midas Rabbi Yeshua, just like Rabbi Yeshua said that legabe basar adam, even though he didn't say it, legabe, our case of mincha, but the same thing applies. Im ein shirayim, then ein haktoras korban mincha. There's no purpose in going, and the haktorah of the mincha is the parallel of the zrikas adam by a regular korban of damim. Ah, so therefore says our Gemara that kim midas Rabbi Yeshua, just like the case of ein basar ein dam, it's basal here too legabe the mincha. In ein shirayim, then ein haktoras hakmitza. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Blazin disagrees, and the reason why he disagrees is because the same pasuk of Vesisa, the secha bas v'adam, and then it says v'adam zvachach yishofech al hamizbeach, etc. So what does that v'adam zvachach yishofech come to tell you? That even if there is no basar, you should still go and do the zrikas adam. Anyway, what does he do with Vesisa? L'secha, he has another drasha for that. But the point is that machlokes a machlokes legabe emein basar ein dam legabe karbonos of damim where there is a zrikas adam and kmidos kmidosam in the halacha of a regular carbon we adapt that or they adapt it to the hilchos mincha as well. Fine.
Doesn't say that it's
100% right. That was point number two. We said that there's going to be a double introduction. We've gone through point number one. Now point number two, and I thank you very much for reminding me. So we shouldn't get off track.
You pointed it out.
Yeah, 100%. That was the point. Yeah. Otherwise, it would be pointless. Good. Anyway, shkoyach, Brother Shai. So now. No, you didn't.
You never disappoint.
You paved the way for the next part of this. Now, as Brother Shai just pointed out, the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, look at the Lashon HaMishnah, that nan nitmu shireha, nisrafu shireha, of the shira. The poshib shat in this Mishnah means that the entire shiraim has become tameh. The entire shiraim has been nisraf. The entire shiraim has been over. It's lost. Lost forever. So what do we do now? Says Rabbi Elazar. Still kosher. It's no problem. I don't subscribe to in basar ein dam. And I don't describe to ein shiraim ein haktara. Go ahead. Be makter. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he says, no, it's basar. Fine. Now, what does it have to do with us? So let's get back to our machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. L'choira, on the surface, you should say that since it says Shiraim Shechosru, it's lost, Rabbi Yochanan, I'm makter. Go ahead and be makter anyway. So l'choira, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Lazar, that holds its kosher. And Reish Lakish says, no, ain't makter, no, chulili can't be makter. L'choira, he learns like Rabbi Yeshua. But the Gemara is saying is, you don't have to say that they're exactly aligned, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish with Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, because of the great point that we just heard from Brother Shai. And that is because the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is talking about Shiraim Shechosru Ben Kemitz Laktar, which means not that all of it was lost. Someone was lost. 1%, 5%, 10%, 50%, but there's still some Shiraim which is left. Oh, then Rabbi Yochanan says, since there's some Shiraim, Makter Kemitz Alein. Reish Lakish says, no. If anything is left, even one particle, one kart levoina, one kart mincha, ein makter Kemitz Alein. Good. So therefore, with these introductions and with the help of Brother Shai, what means Alib Reb Lezer? Since Reb Lezer said that even if the entire Shirayim, top to bottom, A to Z, the whole thing was lost, Reb Lezer says, skusha, no problem. You can continue going and doing Haktoras Hakmitza, no issue. Now, obviously, we understand clearly where Reb Lezer is coming from. Even if everything is lost, he says you can continue doing that Torah's Kemitza. So getting back to our machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan clearly fits in with what Reb Leza said, because he also holds, if some of it was lost, my mother Reb Leza holds, all of it is lost, you can go and be makter koymit. So certainly if only some of it is lost, you can be makter koymit. Reish Lakish says, no, even if a little bit is missing, obviously he's not going in the path of Reb Leza, because Reb Leza said, even if everything is missing, you can still do Haktorah. And Reish Lakish says, even if only 1% is missing, Hakolshu, ain't makter. So keep feeling a little bit of Yeshua. So Machlekes according to Rabbi Yeshua. Did not nit Mushira, Nisra Shira, of the Shira, Kemidas Rabbi Lezer, it's kosher. Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua, it's possible. Okay, so now explains the Gemara. What's the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Alib de Rabbi Yeshua? Man de Posal. Who's the man de Posal? That was Reish Lakish. It says, Ein Makter. See, he says, I hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Just like Rabbi Yeshua said, when all of it is lost, it's possible. Rabbi Shu would hold like me, even if only some of it is lost, it's also possible. Don't bother going and being makter the kmitzah. Umanda Mechshah, meaning our Rabbi Yochanan, who says makter. Ah, kaliyam Rabbi Shu, awesome. You know why Rabbi Shu said over there that it's possible. Eklo Yishtai, nothing is left. Aval Heichad Yishtai, but here it says, like Brother Shai pointed out 5 minutes ago, Shiraim Shechosru, there's still Shiraim left. For Rabbi Shua Moidele. In other words, even if it's abyssal, but at least some of it is left over. When the Rabbi Shua says possible, because it's not even a drop. Nit Mushira, Nisru Shira, of the Shira. But if some of it is left over, even Rabbi Shua would agree that that would be sufficient. Now, what is the Shir? We'll see in another moment. And therefore says Rabbi Yochanan, I can learn like both of them. I can certainly learn like Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer says, even if everything is lost, it's kosher. And Rabbi Yochanan says, if some of it is lost, makter kaimet aleh. And Rabbi Yochanan says, but I can learn like Rabbi Shua, because Rabbi Shua is only so machmer in a case where everything is lost. As long as there's something left over, Rabbi Yeshua would agree with me, you can be makter. And in fact, it's not only that Rabbi Yochanan is saying this mitzad ha-svara, and the svara is a nice svara, but he says, I'm a feirish in price in the sanya, Rabbi Yeshua oimer, Kol hazvachim shebetoyre shenishtayim mehem kizayis basar. Oy kizayis chaylev. As long as you have kizayis zoyre kadam. So the kizayis basar would be, of course, for purposes of achilas adam. And kizayis chaylev means the aymerim that you put on the mizbeach. As long as you have a kizayis shengenuk. Even though Rabbi Shua said a moment ago that nitmu shira, nisru shira, of the shira, Rabbi Shua said psula. That's because everything lo yishtayir. But if you at least have a kazayis left over, you're fine. Kachotzi zayis bosa, kachotzi zayis chaylev. Those two are not mitzvah. If you only have a half a kazayis achilas odom, and a half a kazayis of achilas mizbeach, ain't a zerik sadam, but that's by a regular card. Ubo oila, afila kachotzi zayis bosa, kachotzi zayis chaylev is all the zerik sadam. Why? Neshakula, sheba oila, kula kol. Everybody knows by oily you put the whole thing on the mizbeach, so you don't have to distinguish between basar and between aymerin. It's all one large putting on the mizbeach, so therefore it is mitzaref after all. Okay, so before we continue on, so it's crystal clear where Rabbi Yochanan is coming from. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yeshua is exactly like me. Everything is missing. I would agree with Rabbi Yeshua. It's possible. Don't be makter the koimitz, the kmitz on the mizbeach. However, Rabbi Shua clearly says, if some of it, at least a kazayis. So I hold the same thing, at least a kazayis, and then you can be makter. Now the braisa continues on. It's not really related to this machlokes, but we're finishing off the braisa. Ubemincha ava bishakula kiyemis. Even if the entire mincha is around, lo yizraik, don't go and spritz dam on the mizbeach, and immediately you go crazy. Mincha, zrika, come on, what are we talking about? Zrika says dam, my mincha. And especially Alpha Bisha Kula Kayemis, the whole thing is kind. Why are you talking about? You're the Israel, Nishra is right, the whole thing is perfect. What's going on over here? Thank you, Mara. Mincha, Maya Vidita. Rashi says, My Zrika Yeshba Mincha. What Zrika Saddam is there by Mincha? No such thing. Omer Papa, Minchas Nisachim. Oh, not your regular carb Mincha, but Minchas Nisachim. What's a Minchas Nisachim? We've had this many times already back. In Masechta Zvachim, Mincha Sesachim means that every time you brought a carbon oila, every time you brought a carbon shlamim, and a couple of other cases similar to that, you always had to go and add a Mincha Sesachim. which means in a sense, lahavdil, it's almost like a tax. You're bringing your korban, oily korban shlomim, and the kohen says, where's your minchas esachim? Oh, I didn't even know. Well, now start learning. What is the minchas esachim? It depends on whether you're talking about a shor, or an ayil, or a keves, chatzia hin yel apor, shlish sehin la'ayil, hin lekeves yoyin. That's the nesachim part, that you have to have the nisach hayayin on top of the mizbeach, and it depends on the size of the animal, chatzia hin yel apor, shlish sehin, or revia sehin, etc. Legabe, the case of the mincha, which is the flower part of it, Vushtek in the Torah, it says is Shloish Esroim Lapar, Shnei Esroim Oil, or Aviyat, and Esroim Echel, Keves Echel. So again, there it also goes in amounts based on which behemoth you're bringing for the carton. So what does that have to do with all of us? What the Gemara is saying is, what happens if a person brought his carbon oil, or he brought his carbon shlam, and then by the time that we're ready to go and do the Zrika on the Mizbeach, thank you. We find Gesundheit. Yeah. Okay, after the Shechita, as you know, at the time of the Shechita Saddam, Shechita Behema, you have the Gesundheit. You have a Kohen who's standing there nicely with his Mizrak, collecting all the Dam together. And then you take that Dam and you moilich the Dam to the Mizbeach, and then you do the Zrika on the Mizbeach. Zeh fine. What do you do with the rest of the animal in the meantime? Oh, the Kohanim take the rest of the animal, they take the basement brachayim, and they prepare it for, depending on the behemah, gesundheit, prepare the emrim to put on the mizbeach. If it's an oiler, they prepare the entire oiler to put on the mizbeach, and they have to go and flay it, meaning they have to go and remove the hide, and then they have to go and cut it. Whatever preparations have to be done. All of that is good and fine. What happens if for some reason the kohen that's the zorek had to take his time? Why do you have to take his time? There weren't that many Kahanim, and there were tons of Kahanim, but there were tons of Sirelim bringing all their Kabbalahs, so they had to go and figure out, in terms of state of priority, who's going to go first, who's going to go second. So the Dam was standing on the side, so to speak. No, it wasn't on the floor. Somebody was holding on to it, and they would have to be Maris as the Dam, so the chin congealed. Yeah. All of that is fine. By the time he's ready to go to the Zrika, they say, Yankel HaKoyin, wait 1 second. What's the problem? You didn't hear? No, I didn't hear. He didn't hear the terrible news. What's the terrible news? The entire basar of the behemoth, together with Ayman, unfortunately, all became tummy. Really, how did it become tummy? It's a long story with the dead chariots, with Tanavela, with this, whatever it was, it became tummy. Or it all fell into the Yama. Or it all fell into the base of Deshan for the Psulim and all got burnt. Lamasa Sinishda. Should I do now the Zrika Saddam or not? So somebody says, even though taka, there's no basar left, it's true. And there's no chaylev left, or there was less than a kazayis left. It's all very, very true. But you know what we do have left? In its entirety, the entire minchas nisachim that we have to bring as an adjunct to the carbon, in other words, the entire mincha, shloish esroidim, shnei esroidim, yisarayim, and the yayin, all of that is intact, all waiting here. Maybe you should be able to do the zrikas hadam based on that additional adjunct called the Minchas Esachim. Zog the Brayzen Minchas Esachim. Alpha Bishakula Kayamis, even though the whole thing is there, totally. Lo Yisrei. That is not a good premise to continue with this Rika, because that's really not the carbon itself. It's an only adjunct to the carbon. It therefore explains Rapap Rapap, a top line. Mincha mayavidita umra papa minchas esachim. So since this is brought always at the same time together, yeah, you don't have to bring it at the same time. You can bring it even 10 days later. Yeah. But you're bringing it because of that zevach. Ki gufi the zevach dami. Maybe it should have the status like the zevach itself. It should be like ashtikel oil, ashtikel shlomim, because of the fact that it's an adjunct to that carbon. Kamash malon. That's why the Bryce has to go and tell us, no, you can have the ganze mincha, bakal, mikal, kol, sehelv gunish. If you don't have your bossa, you don't have your aymerin, don't even think about doing this rika sada. Fine. Zokti umariyat uman de posal. Uman de posal means reish lokish. In other words, we've just now justified Rabbi Yochanan, both alibi de Reblezer and according to Rabbi Shua. Reblezer was the one that held that even there's no bossa left, gunish, no shirayim left, nothing. Fine. Go and do your Zrika Saddam or do your Haktoris Hakmitza, no problem. So that's consistent with Rabbi Yochanan. But even according to Rabbi Shua, the Rabbi Shua says that if everything has been taken away, it's all destroyed, all lost, then you cannot do the Kmitza. But that same Rabbi Shua and the Brice agrees that as long as some of it is still left, at least the kezayis of the Basar, kezayis of the Aymarin, or in the case of our Mincha, kezayis of the Mincha, at least something is left, yeah, you can go ahead. So then, our Rabbi Yochanan is fine, is perfect. Uman the Basal, what about Reish Lakish that said that even if it's only missing some of it, you can no longer go and do the Haktoris Hakmitza? Says Reish Lakish, Ani Hacha, the Amakra Vehirim Hakoyim Min HaMincha Es As Karasa Vehikter HaMizbecha. What Reish Lakish is saying is, I'm not going to get involved in the machlokes between Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua, because they are really focusing on karbonois with dam and zrika. I'm focusing on the case of the karbon mincha. By the karbon mincha, it's more chomor than the hilchois dam by a zrika, by a regular karbon. Why is it more chomor? Because over here, the Torah says the word ha-mincha with a hey ha-yediyah, which tells you, v'hir ma'koyim min ha-mincha saskaros v'hikter mizbecha, ha-mincha, ad-isa l'kula mincha. You have to have the entire mincha in its entirety. And if a little bit fell away, shin os ha-mincha, it's only mincha, it's not ha-mincha, with a hey ha-yediyah. So therefore, unless you have isa l'kula mincha, lo yakter. And therefore, our Reish Lakish is more machmir than not only Rabbi Yochanan. He's not more machmir than Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Shua, because their focus is really on the zvachim. Even though the Mishnah that we quoted said kimida, they were talking about the shirayim as well. Nitmu shira, nisuf shira of the shira says Rabbi Elezer, it's kosher. Kimida Rabbi Elezer, kimida Rabbi Shua is psula. Says,
isn't the lesson shirayim more mincha style lesson than a shirayim? That's
the reason why I'm bringing this up, because we said a moment ago that their real machloikis or blazer bishua is focused on dam by zvachim. But since the Mishnah says kemidas or blazer and kemidas or bishua, obviously the Tanoim or Rabbeinu Hakadosh already stelled so their shitois not only the gabi zvachim but also the gabi karben mincha. So you were wondering now, how does Reish Lakish fit into this machlokes? And here we're talking about that everything was lost. So couldn't Reb Elezer, like we said before, then there's nothing to talk about. Obviously, Reish Lakish cannot shtim with Reb Elezer. Well, what about Reb Yeshua? Reb Yeshua said that it's possible. Says Reish Lakish, no, that's me, that's Reb Yeshua, we're on the same page. And not only does Reb Yeshua say, Nitmu the Ganze Shiraim, I hold that Reb Yeshua would hold, in my case, where even only some of the Shiraim is left, Ein Makter. I have that brisa of the sign Rabbi Shua, Imer Kol Zvachim Shabbatayish and Nishtai Mehem Kizayis. Rabbi Shua is Taka Maker when it comes to Zvachim. And I, Reish Lakish, could also agree with Zvachim that if only part of it is missing, you can go and still, as long as you have a Kizayis left over, you can do Zrika Sadam. Hi, so why by Mincha, what would Rabbi Shua hold? I don't know, it doesn't say Befeish, it's Reb Yochanan that stelled to this brisa of Rabbi Shua to the Rabbi Shua of the Mishnah, and said that when did Rabbi Shua and the Mishnah say that Nitmushira and Nisushira of the Shire is possible, Dafka, when everything like Nishtair Klum? But even the same Rabbi Shua would agree that if something is remaining, at least a Kazayas, you could go and do the Zerika Saddam. Says Reish Lakish, Yosh Koyich, don't bring me rayas from Zerika Saddam. Because Mincha is more Chomer than Zerika Saddam. How do I know that it's more Chomer? Because it says Ha Mincha. So you can only do the Haktoris HaKemitz if you have the Ha Mincha. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua, just like he says, Nitmu Shira, Nisvu Shira of the Shira, even if it wasn't the full Shiraim, even if it was only a Bissel Shiraim, says Rabbi Reish Lakish, or Rabbi Yeshua would agree with me. So then you're going to go and ask, why did Rabbi Yeshua only possible in the Mishnah, the case of everything? He should have said the bigger Chiddush, even if there's only Abyssal, right? That's probably bothering you. Says, so the answer to that is easy, because he wanted to go and stress Rabbi Elezer, that Rabbi Elezer holds that even though nothing is left, not even one iota, not one kizayis, not one molecule or atom, or atom. Makes her no particle goodish, says Reb Elezer Kosher. Says Rabbi Shua, oh no. I really, according to Reish Lakish, says Rabbi Shua, even if only a kezayis is left, as long as there is a kezayis, Sorry. According to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shua apostles, even if only a drop is missing, only a drop spilled out, fell off, you can no longer do it. Certainly, Allah is kama v'kama v'nidmu shira, nizru shira, of the shira, that there's nothing left, it's certainly possible. It says Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shua would hold like me, that even if only some of it is missing, it's also possible. So that's the svara of Reish Lakish, and that's how he argues with Rabbi Yochanan. Back to the Amid Beis. Zot yetz. Frek timar man de pasal, third line. Why does he hold that mincha is more chomor than this rikas adam legabi kabanas? Why shani yoch demakra? Behir min akoy min ha mincha sas karasa vihitra ha mizbecha. Ha mincha at the isa lekula mincha. Until at the isa lekula mincha lo yakter, unless you have 100%, every little particle, every atom, every molecule, everything. If you're missing just a drop, lo yakter. Even Reb Lezer, I don't know about Reb Lezer, but Rabbi Shua would agree with me, lo yakter. V'idach, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says, mina mincha, mincha shahoy sekvar. It doesn't have to be mina mincha at the time of the chmitza. It's a mincha that was there at the very outset. As long as the mincha that was there... Exactly. So that's the machloikus over here. What is the shahoy sekvar?
Let's go very upstairs.
Why is it in parentheses?
The next Shleim of Shas Kmitza, because usually when it's parentheses is because Rashi speaks it out, and then if Rashi speaks it out, then why did after Rashi explain it if it says in the Gemara Befeish? That's usually the reason why. If you look at the Rashi, Shohi Sekvar, the first narrow line of Rashi, Shohi Sekvar Shleim of Shas HaKoimit, Avgav Dehash Deinu Shleim of Yater. Remember, what was the machlokes over here between Gerich and Shlokish? That between the Kmitz and the Haktorah, some of it spilled away, some of it fell down. Ah, says Reish Lakish, says V'idach, that says, the Mandiyama that says you can be makter even though it's not complete. I state in the Pasik, Rabbi Yochanan, thank you. I state before it, ha mincha with a hey idea, it has to be the ganze, the isa, the kula mincha, says Rashi. Reish Lakish agrees with that. But everybody agrees with that. The question is, what is the defining moment that has to be ha mincha kula mincha? Says Reish Lakish, even though at the time of the kmitza it was totally intact, if post kmitza a drop fell away before the haktara, no good. You don't have the mincha bishleimus. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no. Just look at the time of the kmitza. As long as the time of the kmitza it was full isarain that you needed inside the kli, and you took your full kmitza, everything was done perfectly. If after that some falls away, it's still okay when at least you have a psakazayas or something left. Again, the Rashi shoisekvar shleim v'shasa koimetz during the time of the kmitza. After the hash deinu shleim, even though subsequently some of it was lost, yakter you can move ahead. So everybody agrees the hey idea hamincha gives a shtempel the ganze.
When do you frame it as the mincha?
Exactly right. Fine. So based on this introduction, now we're going to go and quote again the brisa that we had yesterday. Eisur b'yechlo rishlokish. Ad sheloi parka nifras lachma halechem posel ve'ein makter olav es ha-bezich. V'yemisha parka nifras lachma halechem posel u'makter olav es ha-bezich. What is this all about? You remember we're talking about the lechem upon him. Every single Shabbos you had four kehanim going into the heichel. Two kehanim went and removed the existing lechem upon him and the bezich levoina respectively, and removed it from the shulchan. And at the same time, two other kehanim went and placed the new lechem upon him and the new bezich levoina to go and be used for the following week. Okay, so now what happens when they come to the shulchan? Actually, parka, before they removed the lechem upon him and before they removed the bezich levoina, they found that one of the lechem upon him unfortunately had a crack, and parka a little bit fell off and on the ground, and everybody says, oy, vai, vai, look what happened. So, says...
What a crummy situation.
It's a very crummy situation. So what do you do now? So actually, parka, before they removed the bzich levoin and the chalas, the lechem aponim, nifras lachma, one of the lechem aponim was nifras, that means a piece broke off. Ha lechem posel, not only that one, but all 12 lechem aponim are posel, vein makil levizichem. Take the bezichim, take the remaining chalas, take them all, put on the base adeshim for all the pasul of kabonis, zero, gurish. However, the misha parka nifras, if after they already removed it from the shulchan, both the lechem together with bezichim levayna, then lachma, I'm sorry, nifras lachma. Halachem is possible. That I agree. There's nothing you can do about it. Halachem is possible. However, but you can continue at least doing the haktoris habezichin of the levoina on the mizbeach, even though it's no longer matir anything, because the nitter is all possible. But that's fine. Maklav is a bezichin.
Does nifras mean broken or broken and lost?
It means broke off, even though it's there.
It's present, but it's not intact.
Exactly.
While on the tables.
Sorry, once again?
When they are on the table.
That was the first part. Right, when it's right. Still on the table, if you found that it was broken apart, it's broke off, it's already possible.
He says that some of it was lost.
Okay. Mi'at Hashem, we'll get further into Masechta when we're going to deal with this in greater detail.
They take it out of the table and not out of the heichal and it breaks.
In terms of the lechem itself, it's all possible. There's no difference between the reish and the sefer.
Damage the breaks.
Damage the breaks, yeah.
The thing is that if it's broken after it's removed,
yes.
It's not there. It's still. Yeah. So in the case of the mincha, when you have the saron, some of it's gone. It's spilled out. It's scattered. Here, if it's just broken, it's not scattered. It's still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can put on super glue and probably put it back together. Barship shot means that it fell and broke. Rashi says back in Chesam and Aleph, when we had this initially, says the habish shirayim shechosru ben knitzel atar. It's like the case of shirayim shechosru. I don't know if Rashi means that literally, that it was taka lost, or it was just broken off. Barship shot means it was just broken off.
Okay,
anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara tells us the two cases if they're exactly the same. So Lamas, so what do I have from this? And then we have that second piece, the Omer Abelozer. Rashi says, really, that the Omer Abelozer, which is the Amoyer Abelozer, that is referring back to that Machlaikis, that really has nothing to do with us today. We brought that yesterday because of the stira we had on Reblozer. But since we had that, it becomes part of the package deal. The Omer Reblozer, like Parka Mamish, doesn't mean that it was actually removed from the Shulchan al Kimet Shegiyah Zman al Lefarik. As long as it came to the Tzman. What was the Zman? We had in the Rashi yesterday. 1 o'clock in the afternoon. As long as that time has hit, and you didn't remove it yet, that it's considered to be Avav Yishaloi Birkat, as if he wouldn't. Even though they didn't remove it yet from the Shulchan, we deem it as if it was removed from the Shulchan. What difference does that make? So remember the Reish and the Sefer. The Reish is in both cases, if we find that one of the Chalas is broken, it's possible, so that makes no difference. Only question is, are you makter the Bezichim after you find this loss of the Chala breaking? In the Reish, we said that since this happened when it was still on the Shulchan, ain't makter bezichin. Forget about it. Don't even think about doing the Torah. Once you take it off, yes, makter, you can be makter. So Reb Lozer just added this knech about the 1 o'clock situation, but that's really not negeir to in Zigmar. So, but what is negeir to our Gemara? What's negeir is Reb Yochanan asked Reish Lakish Ishtar Kakash. What is the case of this price that we just brought? If it was nifras lachma when it was still on the Shulchan, so that means it took place prior to the kamitza. You'll remember Rashi said yesterday that the silak bezichin, the removal of the bezichin levoina from the shulchan, that is deemed to be like the kamitza itself. So if this was pre-kamitza, halechem posel, vein makril of the bezichin. However, here we're talking about the mishiparka, you already took it off of the shulchan. So it's already post-kamitza. What's in the post-kamitza? Shteito in the braisa. You can go and be makter. So says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, no, so you see that even though this happened post-kemitza, you could still be makter. The makter levoina. So by uns the case of the regular mincha, shirayim shechosu ben kemitza lahaktar, Rabbi Yochanan a makter, koi mitzalein. Why, Reish Lakish, do you insist that a makter koi mitzalein? So that's the kasha that Rabbi Yochanan is asking to Reish Lakish. Amalei Reish Lakish said, "Hamani Reb Lezer, don't ask me a kasha from that price. And that price is Reb Lezer. Who is Reb Lezer? Reb Lezer was the one that said that even if the entire shirayim nitmu or nisrafu or avdu, Reb Lezer says it's still kosher. It's over here too, even though parka some of it fell off. Whether it fell off before, afterwards, what does it say? Umakter lovis abzichin. No. So I hold like that, Reb Lezer." Amalei, Sir Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, that's not a good text. Because I'm telling you from the Mishnah, of this brayso that we're just quoting. Va'at amrisli va'amrisli, and you're answering me as Reb Lezer. Well, what's wrong? Reb Lezer was a very choshev etana. Because Reb Lezer, my iria nifras afilu sarvi over nami mechsher. Remember, Reb Lezer said, "Kemidas Reb Lezer, even if there is no basar left, you can still do zurikas adam." So, according to Reb Lezer, even if there's nothing left from the lechem upon him, you'd still be able to go and be makter levoina on Shabbos because makter levoina, according to Reb Lezer, no problem. You don't need to have any shirai. And since we're only talking about nifras lachma, see, we're not talking about Reb Lezer, we're talking about Reb Yeshua. So don't bring me a right from Reb Lezer.
Why is this a question on Reish Lakish? Like I said, I don't even hold like Reb Lezer, I'm only holding like Reb Yeshua. Why is a braisa, a leave of the Reb Lezer, a kasha on Reish Lakish, if he's already sort of sidestepped Reb Lezer's opinion?
I'm not exactly understanding what you're asking.
Rabbi said on the Amun Aleph that Reish Lakish said, I can't hold like Reb Lezer.
For sure.
So now we're quoting Reb Lezer.
That's his teretz. That's why he said it's not shver on me, because I don't know like Reb Lezer.
Okay.
But the Gemara assumed until now was Reb Yeshua.
Okay.
And what did we assume the contra Reb Yeshua? We assumed that this brayso of this Mishnah, that this is very much parallel to your regular carbon mincha.
Right.
What's the halacha over here? That if it was nifras lachma only after the Kmitza, what was the Kmitza? The Siddur Kabazichan. So if it took place after that, Shteitach, that you can go and be Makter over Zabazichan. Now, this is according to Gemara holds, at least in the Hamban, this is going to Rabbi Yeshua. Why would the Gemara assume that it's Rabbi Yeshua? Because if we were talking on Libid Rabbi Lezer, even if there was nothing, you go back
it evaporated, into... The lechem upon him evaporated completely.
Exactly. Evaporated, right. You took all the lechem upon him and the Bzich Levayna off the Shulchan, and as you're coming down the steps from the Ulam down to the Azor, remember there were 15 steps there, Shamalas. Okay, so guess what happens? As he's walking down, the two Kehanim Nebuch tripped on something, and all of the lechem potim fell down to the ground, and everything.
Full of blood, and
is it gefährlich? It's
irretrievable.
Exactly. So why didn't he talk about a case like that? The reason why he didn't talk about a case like that is because, says Rabbi Eichanan, because we're going according to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua would agree that if there's nothing left, as you say, if it evaporated, it all became tameh, it all got lost, it all fell into the Amman, it went out into the stream, into the Nachal Kidron, or whatever. That's what Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's possible. But the same Rabbi Yeshua said, as long as there's something left, like Akazai, it's the good. So Rabbi Yeshua is the mechaber of this Mishnah, this price with the Bezicha, at least some of it is left. Only Abyssal fell off of the 12 chalas, but otherwise, 11 and a half are totally intact. Something fell with a little bit of the 12th. And therefore, what do I see from this? Nevertheless, makter all of this akoymitz. There is makter all of this abezichen. So, in the parallel situation, you mean makter the koymitz. So, it's really directly word for word, like I'm saying. Says Rabbi Yechon. Says Rish Lakish. No. That's according to Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says even if there was nothing left, you could still go and do the haktoris abezichen, and he would hold the same thing. You can go and do the haktoris akoymitz. But that's not us. I'm talking about Rabbi Yishua. I'm talking about the Reb Lezer. Says Reb Yechanan, that's not Reb Lezer, because that would be Reb Lezer. We'd be talking about everything got destroyed. We wouldn't be talking about that Abyssal fell off. It's good now, everything is fine.
The Baruch Hashem. Reb Lezer was the ladder case.
The ladder case. Well, he went up a ladder, he went down a ladder.
The row.
Okay, so Reb Lezer, my Iri and Nifras, Afil, Asar, Vavinami, Mechsher, Ishtik. So Reb Rish Lakish, based on this very convincing argument of Reb Yechanan, was quiet, was silent, didn't say a word. Frank Timar, Vamai Shasak, I don't understand why you were so quiet. Leimulei, let him go and respond that there's a fundamental difference between lechem upon him and a private korban mincha. What's the fundamental difference? Tibashai, hoy the istri tumle gabayu, istri nami chaseirois. What Reish Lakish could easily have deferred the challenge of Rabbi Yechanan by saying, we're having a private machloikis on the Amud Aleph, the Gabi, a private mincha. That's brought by a private individual. So we're talking about that there was a chesaron in between the kmitza and the haktara. Does that spoil the carbon? Yes or no? And we had our machloikis. But here we're talking about lechem upon him. Lechem upon him is lecha tzibur. So what's a nafkimina? Because we find certain leniencies by carbon tzibur that we don't find by a carbon. What happens if it becomes tamei? If you have tum hutra or hutcha b'tzibur, if you're talking about a carbon tzibur, if it becomes tamei, you have the tzitzis maratza, you have the tum hutra betzibur. So you find these types of heteros. But you don't find a heter like that, like Gabi the Karban Yochid. And so therefore, that's why Rish Lakish is still very adamant when he says, you're talking about a private Karban Mincha, some of it is missing. Shayim Shechasru, Ein Makter Karban Soleh, don't even think of being Makter. So why are we being Makter, the Zicha Levayda? It's a Karban Tzibur. The Karban Tzibur is a little bit more lenient. So why didn't Rish Lakish give this argument? What is Avada Bar Hava? Avada Bar Hava gives a very brilliant response, and he says, you're right, there is a difference between Yochid and Tzibur, but that's only if you're talking about Hilchos Tuma. Remember, what is the problem over here by the Mincha? Some of it got lost. If some of it got lost, it becomes like a Balmum, so to speak. It's as if the If you were talking about an animal, it's missing a finger, it's missing a toe.
It's split in the lip. It doesn't have an intact lip.
Okay, but since we're talking about chisorin, fine. If you prefer, they split lips. Anyway, the point is, chisorin is kibal mum dami. They ain't bal mum betzibur. If you have a korban tzibur, zolzan, your oiles tamid, or your korban musaf, or whatever, if you find that it became a balmum,
there's no heter.
We call that's the famous gemara that we have
in Gittin.
The masim it comes to bar kamtza. It's a balmum. Nothing you can do with it. Of course, there was talking about a goy, and the goy is on mechusu ever. But that's a different story.
Mechusu ever and his sir, but it was the Caesar.
Right, and the Caesar was a goy.
It wasn't.
It's not mesachus Gittin. We're just telling it so. But the point of all of this is that you're right for making a distinction between tzibur and yochid, but don't make a difference of gabi tuma, because here we're talking about that the minchas of balmum is a chsaroi. Ah, chsaroi is a balmum dummy. Balmum makes no difference. Yochid tzibur is exactly the same, and that's the reason why Reish Lakish was shosak and he didn't respond that tzibur shayt. Yosra Papa, the Kamar Losh Maitera Papa repeated this Kantishtikal Torah, including the fact that Reb Rish Lakish was Shosak, and Omelet of Yosra Bar Shame, Bashmaya, Lira Papa, Mili Askin and Reb Yechon Rish Lakish, Minchas, Oimer the Tziburhu, or Tziburhi, Upligi. What does he mean to say? Says Reb Yosef, this whole kasha that people asked in the first place, that why didn't he go, why was he Shosik? Why didn't he go and say, this is a tzibur shayni, and therefore don't ask a kash on me, because we're talking about a karbin minchas yochid. If you go back to Yomar Aleph, it doesn't say anything about minchas yochid.
Yes.
It just says simply,
shirayim
shechas ben kibitzavah akdara. You're talking about any normal karbin mincha. Yeah. A karbin mincha would include, for instance, a minchas ha'omer that you bring on the first day chalamoyder. And today would be second day of Yontif here in Chutzlart. And on Pesach. So what did you do by the minchas ha'omer there too? A kohen had to do kmitza. And then whatever the shrine was left over was nechel to the kahanim there in the azara. So zokti yimar amil eskin and Reb Yechon Rish Lakish b'minchas oimer the tziburhi upligi. They didn't say minchas yachid missing some of the shrine between the kmitz aktorah. But any carbon yachid, any carbon mincha. So that would include the carbon tzibur. So for Rish Lakish to go and say tzibur shiny, the machlokes has nothing to do with yachid tzibur, because this machlokes of mincha lechayr applies to both, and that's why he was shoyzik and he didn't respond. Fine.
Actually, the pasuk they say the hamincha is not talking about tzibur; it's talking about generic mincha. It's actually right on point, because it's talking about the pasuk we had hamincha.
Yeah.
That's in Vayikra. That's the beginning of Parsha Vayikra. It's not talking about a mincha tzibur.
It's true, but like many of the other Kabbalists, we learn one from the other.
Okay.
There's no reason to distinguish between this mincha and the other mincha. Right, Omer Rav Malkiyoy. No, this is not one of those Rav Malkiyoy Gemaras, but this is a Omer Rav Malkiyoy. What did he say? Tanachot. I have two brises which lechayra are directly on point, and I'm going to bring Rias now to Reish Lakish against Rav Yochanan. Ooh. What are the two brises? The two brises are really not only two brises, but they're also two limudim from two separate psukim. And as we'll see in a moment, lechayra, the message or the halacha based on these psukim is exactly the same. And the question is, why do I need two psukim to tell us the same thing? Okay, so Tanachot, the first brisa says, Misoltot. If you look at number two in the third, Ora Shalim, Ve'via el b'nei aharna kihanim. You go and bring the Karban Mincha to the Koyin. Bekomas misham leikumtzai. What does he take? Misolta umisham na. He takes from its solas and from its shemen. Now, everybody knows that a korban mincha involves soilus and shemen, why was it necessary to go and say misol tohu mishamna? Either maybe you leave those words out altogether, because the earlier psukim told us that you take together soilus and shemen, or maybe you should just simply say misoilus umishemen. Why misol toh? Says zokti gemara tanachon misol toh shim chosre kol shum psula. The ganze soilus has to be there, its entire soilus, not missing a drop. So it's similar to the ham mincha that we spoke about before. It's got to be, it's an extra hay. There it's the ham mincha at the beginning, here it's sol toh at the end. If you're missing anything, it's possible. Misham no, same thing from the shemen. You have to have your minimum amount of shemen. Shem chaser koshul. Again, it's possible. Okay, so I see from misota, chaser koshul is possible. Fatani idach. And now we have a second price. Vaniseres ben amincha prat leminche chasera shechaser hi v'shechaser koimtza v'shvali hiktim levenasa klum. This price, it tells us three halachas over here. You have Neseres Ben HaMincha, Yoichlu Har Nevanav, whatever is left over, eaten by the Kohanim. Prat, since it says, again, Min HaMincha, with a capital Hey, that Hey HaYedia, it's got to be the entire Mincha has to be intact. Prat LeMincha SheChaseira, He, that it's missing some of its Mincha. Or SheChaser Koimtza, every time that they brought the Karbin Mincha, you had typically the koimitz, not every time, you get minchas choyte, it's different, yeah, but your normal karbon mincha had it with it, the koimitz. So if you're missing some of the koimitz, also no good. Vishloi hiktim levoinasa klum, or if you didn't master any of the levoina, you left it intact. What's the din? In all of these cases, it's, you would not be able to eat from the shirayim of this karbon mincha. So now the first one, putting aside the koimitz, the first of these three was, Prat lemincha shechaserahi, that the mincha is chaser. If the mincha is chaser, mekenshin is essen, you can't eat from any of the shirayim. What do you have to do? You just have to go and burn it. So I have now lechoyre two psukim on point. The first price is emisotosh im chaser koshu, it's possible. If it's missing anything, possible. Second pasuk, but it says min ha mincha, prat she mincha shechaserahi, also missing anything, it's possible. Why do I have to have two psukim addressing the issue of a mincha that is chasera? Lav chad leminche chasera koidim kemitza v'chali shirayim shechosru ben kemitza lahaktara utiyef the Rabbi Yochanan betravayu. These two psukim therefore would address both machloikis that we had between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish back on the Amud Aleph, where the first one was talking about that the mincha is chasera koidim kemitza, and the second machloikis was that it was chasera bein kemitza lahaktara. In both cases, it says that chaser is possible. So isn't that shver Rabbi Yochanan in both cases? Now remember, what was case number one, that it was chaser prior to the kemitza? The machloikis is there an eitzah to be yemalena, to go and go home and bring some additional flour and put it into the klisharis so that it should be the full volume? Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, lech lebeisoy, bring, no problem. Sorry?
Like the log shaman.
Like the log shaman, yeah. Masha Enken or Shlokish disagreed and says, no, if it's chaser, it's chaser. Forget about it. It's already a possible carbon. We had machloikis, what's kaveya, the klisharis, the kmitza, mishkan afkimina. So now, here we see that first brisa says, misol toim shim chaser koshu psula. It doesn't give an eitzah. Oh no, just bring some more flour. It sounds like it's totally possible. It's dead. Says kasha, number one in Rabbi Yochanan. The second brisa, which is talking about the shirayim and aseres min hamincha, in other words, that you had your kmitza, and now you want to do the haktara, and now some of it is missing. What did Rabbi Yochanan say in the Amud Aleph? That's fine, as long as you have at least a kazayis based on it. Be sure, yeah, you can go and be makdir. Very good. So shtei do on the brayso, and it says, when a mincha, prat le mincha serhi. If it's chaser, mashma, even a mashu, then what's the din that it's a possible karl? Is the choyre shver on Rabbi Yochanan, both in the first brayso, which is talking about the koidim kemitza, and the second brayso, which is talking about shirayim shechaser after kemitza? So timara lahoi. Chad le mincha shechasra koidim. That what says Rabbi Yochanan? The mevi mi beisvi malena in. You have that eitzah. The brisa doesn't say that you cannot refill it. You can refill it. The price is only saying, V'iloi, what happens if you didn't refill it? You said, unfortunately, I have no more mincha left. My wife used the very last flour that she had, and she gave it to me. There's nothing left. Or they do have, but he didn't want to be matriach. Whatever the situation is. If you don't refill it, then everybody agrees it's possible. Even Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan just says, you could refill it. But if you didn't, then you didn't. So then it's no good. So that's the first price. The Afgav the Makter Kimitzalayan Oishin Shiraim Asur Nachila says Rabbi Yochanan, the whole machlokes that I had with my shvuga with Rish Lakish was whether you should be makter or you should not be makter. But if you're missing some of the shiraim, everybody agrees. Don't even think about eating the shiraim. It's always possible. And if you remember, we had the same thing with the gabi the lechem upon him, with the lechem upon him, even though it was nifras lachma. After they took it off the Shulchan, we said in the Braisa, it could, or maybe the Mishnah, it continues to remain Osir, 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 nothing to talk about. The Lechem is
Osir. These questions, do you go after the Gezichon and the Mizbeach or not?
Exactly right. So therefore, says the Gemara, if you go back here, we had this here on Tesalmet Beis, about 10 lines from the top, Eser Bechman Rishlokish, Adzle Barka, Nifras Lachma, before you took it off, Nifras Lachma, Lechem Pasol. They marked it. The Misha Barka, Nifras Lachma, Lechem Pasol. So in all cases, it's possible. Nothing to talk about. So Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not arguing the gabi the lechem. The lechem, of course, is possible. But the shiraim are possible. The only machlokes that I had with my shvuger is: do we do the haktoris halavoyna or do we do the haktoris ha-mincha the kmitza? But I've had it's awesome. So therefore, the second price is not shver on me either, because on the seder and the mincha, probably mincha seder is talking about don't eat from the shiraim. We're not talking about whether you should be makter or not makter. So both kashas are no kashas, as Rabbi Yochanan gushed. Now, Gemara says, since we've introduced this halacha, that afagav the makter kaimitz alein, the shiraim are os lachila, the boilahu, in fact, we had this very shayla in Bismedish, the divri ya'oim shiraim shechosu bin kemitz lahaktara, makter kaimitz alein, which means Rabbi Yochanan, ois in shiraim in bachila, can you eat them or not eat them? Om aziri, om akra, vaniseres, vlainaseres, venhaniseres. Says Ziri, the pshat in that second brayse, the pshat in the pasuk, when it says min mincha yoichlu har nevanav, means that you have shirayim from the original carbon. How do you have shirayim? Because you took a kmitza and you put on top of the mizbeach. And when he says whatever's left over the shirayim, then you can go and eat. However, if some of it is missing of that shirayim because it's spilled out, whatever, so then it becomes neseris when on iseris. No, neseris is senis. Then it's also vada. You cannot go and eat from the shirayim. Rabbiani Omer Meha Mincha, Mincha Shoyse Kvar. He says you don't learn it from the Haneseres, you learn it from the Hamincha. And the Hamincha, Mincha Shoyse Kvar, as long as at one point it was intact, and we spoke about that earlier on the top of the Amen, did have to be intact at the time that you put it originally into the Klisharis, or even according to Rabbi Yochanan at the time of the Kemitza, as long as at some point in all of this it was intact, especially if it was intact at the time of the Mincha. Even though subsequently some of it fell away, so he, Rabbi Yanai, would disagree with Ziri and would hold, you can still go and eat from this Shirayim nevertheless. There's a second Shana Rashi, not that Rabbi Yanai is arguing with Ziri, but he agrees with Ziri, and they're only having a machlokes, the source, exactly how you learn the halach. But anyway, bottom line is, so Rabbi Yochanan fe'enfed by the kashis, and we remain with Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, both in the first case, can you be Mamalik, can you not be Mamalik, as well as in the second case, that if some of it spilled out between the Kmitz Akhtara, can you go ahead and be Makhtar after all?
So it seems like Mincha is more severe than Zvachim in this sense,
yeah.
because we have Tanoim who say that as long as you have a little bit of something left for Achilles Mizbeach or Achilles Adam, you have a Nitter. Here, the requirement of a nitter is so much more stringent.
According to the way Rish Lakish is learning. Exactly right. Very good. Shkoyach. Good Rabbi Yochanan, they're exactly the same. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said in the Amud Aleph. Just like I find by Rabbi Yeshua, by the Zvachim. Same thing over here. Okay. And we come to the final shtick of today's Gemara. We have back in the Mishnah, Kamatz Bismail. What happens if the Kohen did a Kmitza, not with his right hand, but with his left hand?
So
it says in the Mishnah, well, that's a very good question that you are raising now. In fact, there's a whole sefer called Sefer Iter Yad, which talks about every conceivable halacha from A to Z involving a lefty, whether tefillin, of course, is the one that applies to all of us, and the kehanim, if he happens to be a lefty, all of those halachas, whether it's good chadchila, b'diavet, a full sefer on that. Parsha Pshat, we're talking about a righty kohen that did the kmitza with the left hand. The question is that good or not? Said our Mishnah, possible, no good. Then Beseder said in the Mishnah. Yeah, however, yeah, you can go and take it. Nothing happened. Okay, so this kmitza was worthless. Take now, put it back into the klisharis, and now have the kohen go and take it with his right hand with three fingers, and then it will be kosher again. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. He do it the right way, exactly. So we shouldn't be left with nothing. We should do it the right way. Good. Come and say, you know what I mean? How do I know that doing with the left hand passes in Ushtay in the Tera? Omrib Zaydi Amakra. It says in the Pasik, Vayakrib es hamincha, Vayimali chapoy mimena. Mali chapoy mimena means that the Kohen went and he took Malikaf, meaning the Kmitza, from.
Is this Chafina? Is this Malikaf?
It's talking about maybe it's about Chavita, certainly not talking about Yom Kippur.
Thank you, okay.
No problem. Anyway, whatever it is. So you have to go with Mali Chapoy. Kaf Zaini Yedea Mahu. Doesn't say whether it's a Kaf Hayimini or the Kaf Asmoli. So what do you do? Kishuoyme, have a Pasik. Now, the next few Psukim the Gemara is going to quote is all talking about a taras mitzvah, and it's talking about the loik shemen that is used by the kohen as part of the ceremony, the ritual to go and mitayir this mitzvah. So kishuoyim, shein nipos v'lokach hakohen miloik hashomer v'yotzek al kaf hakohen hasmolis. We take the loik shemen and we pour from the klisharis that has in it the loik, and we pour it on the left hand of the kohen. Ah, over here it says very clearly, kaf hakohen hasmolis. Kan smolis. In other words, it's a miut. Here it's gotta be kaf smolis. Everywhere else. Right. Who says doesn't it say in the Torah smolis to tell you that it's the left hand? If I didn't say it, I would think right hand, left hand, left hand, right, in mini mighty mo. Both hands. The Torah has to tell us what the halach is. How can you automatically say it's ibrik and use it as a miut to tell you everywhere else you mean? Says Gemara smallest achrinixiv, and as we're going to see in the Gemara in the next two or three lines, it says smallest four times by the Metzayra. The reason why you have four times is two is talking about a Metzayra Oshir, and two times it's talking about a Metzayra Oni, because every single Metzayra as part of his Tahara, he has to bring three Kabanis, but if he's a poor guy, instead of bringing three behemoths, he can bring one behema and two oifois. As it's spelled out in the beginning of Parshas Metzayah. But in each case, the gabi, the loik shemen, that remains the same. There's no difference in gabi that. And that loik shemen, you have to go and pour onto the kohen's hand. The which hand? The smallest, like it says in the Torah, the kaf kohen, the smallest. But the Torah repeats that four times, both by the oni and by the osher, in other words, combined four times. One that you go and put in the kaf kohen, the smallest. And then the next time it says, and then the kohen takes his right hand, and he dips it into the loik shemen of the on the left hand. First he has to do seven hazois, kneged the pesach al mayid, and then he takes the rest, he puts it on the oizen and the behind oiz, and then the rest he puts on top of the head of the kohen. When it's ever left back in the klisharis, that's nechel lekhan. Very good. So Zok Yimara, since it says four times all together, Zok Yimara, my boy, little gufe, I need that first smallest to tell you the halacha of smart. Yeah, smallest achriks, but it says a second time. Why does it have to go and say a second time to tell you the first time is the gufe? Here it's got to be smallest. Everywhere else, the second time tells you, only here's smallest, and everywhere else, it's the right. And therefore, maybe if I cared, the fact that it says it twice is to go and reinforce that everywhere else, be marba, they can also do it in the left hand. So the Gemara smallest achrinixiv. I have a third smallest. Say kan smallest ve'in acher smallest. Only over here and nowhere else. Frank Gemara ve'im adarab ma'kan smallest of alma nami smallest. That's why the Torah keeps on pouring on not only the lake shemen, but also the smallest. To tell you everywhere smallest is great. Arba smallest ksivi. How do you have four together? Trey b'ani utrei b'osha. Very good. Mm-hmm. So anyway, some bottom line is from that I know only over here is smallest, everywhere else it's got to be mm-hmm. with Yemen. That's why our Mishnah says if you did a kmitza with a smile, it's possible. Okay, so now we're getting a little bit off the subject since we're talking about the regular mithi boyin, mithi all the things. So now we go for a little bit. Al boyin yodeh haymanis va boyin ragla haymanis. Tichsiv lomali daha kosovo dama asham. What does he want to mean? If you look up the psukim again in the beginning of Parashas Metzora, it says that what does the kohen do? First, he goes and shechs one of the kabbanas, I believe, the osham, and then you go and take the blood of the osham, yeshtei to chantam osham, and you have to place that blood on the oizen and on the two bohines, the bohin yad and the bohin regel. Bohin means the thumb, the largest finger, largest toe. And you put the dama osham on that. And then the pasuk says, and now they're going to go and take the loig hashamen, and after doing seven hazois towards the Pesach Ohel Moed, then he also puts shemen on the very same places where the dama osham was, which is again on the oizen and on the two bohinois. Mm-hmm. And the Torah each time says and repeats it, and says you take the leg of shaman and you put in the boy in yadi yamanis and boy in ragli yamanis, and then it says al makoyin dama osham, in one place it says al dama osham. So frankly, Morab, why was it necessary to go and repeat the boy in yad and the boy in regal? Once it says it just put the shaman on the same place that you put the dam, where did you put the dam? Don't be dumb. Go back to the previous pasuk and it says that you put it on the boinus on the oizen. So on the same place, you got to go and put the shemen. Why does it have to repeat? Says, well, I'll tell you why. When you think of the boin of the thumb, what does a thumb usually look like? You have the nail on top of the thumb. Clearly, that's the best place you go and put the dam oshem. You put the leg. What happens if he didn't do it directly on top of the nail? He did it a little bit to the side. Also good. That's the extra boy in Yeri Yamonis to tell you it's lahachshir tzedon. What's tzedon? Tzedon tzedon says Rashi. What happens if you put it on the bottom of the finger? In other words, not on the thumb part, but the bottom part. That's possible. No good. So that's why you had to repeat the boy in Yeri Yamonis, boy in Ragli Yamonis again. Okay, very good. Says now, Gemara, why did one time it say Al Dam Asham, and the other time it says Al Mekoyin Dam Asham? The two are the same. One is Suma, the only one Suma, the Asher. Why is it repeated here Mekoyin and here it says just Al Dam Asham? Mayor. I'll tell you why you need both. Because Al Dam Asham alone have a mina. He say in this kaneach loy. What happens if there was an interval of time? Could be a short interval, even a few seconds. Between when he put the Dama Oshem on the Boyin Yad, and then afterwards he put the Loig, and in between, somebody brought a tissue or a napkin, and they wiped off the Dama Oshem, so now it's nice and clean. And now we want to go and put on the Shemen. I would think, no good, it's got to be on the Dama Oshem. There's no Dama Oshem.
On the Dam,
on the Dam, and there's no Dam left. What a dumb thing to do that they took it off. I would think, no good, because Rahman al-Makoyim, as long as the finger is still there, even though he wiped it off, this is good. Because Rahman al-Makoyim, have him in a davk in this kanech, you should go and take that tissue and clean it off. Well, he say, if the dam would still be there, in ha-chatzitza, k'mashim l'an da'as v'adam ha-oshim, it makes a difference, you put a dam, the dam, you put on the makoyim, dam ha-oshim, both of them work, as
but
long as you play.
Where does it say that whatever half a minute it should be wiped off?
Because it'd be chatzitza. If you're putting it on the...
My logic.
Right, it'd be chatzitza. The dam would be chotzei.
Don't go on. Too logical.
This person was illogical, and he decided to clean it off. So that's why you have to both took him to tell you, it's not ma'ake, this is nishka chatzitza, and this is nishkanech, it works both ways. Yes, four people? Only for 1 minute. Okay. Mm-hmm.